What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, Pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little Pussycat nose.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. It's Frisky Friday.
Yes.
A little Tom Jones for you. For those who don't know who he is, look him up.
Yes, yes.
Google him.
Exactly, yeah.
Because that's a great old song. What's new, Pussycat?
Pussycat, yes.
So Paige Carey is here with us with A-HOPE. And A-HOPE, I need to say, stands for Animal Health Outreach Prevention Education.
That's correct.
And this year, they opened up, or last year now, they opened up a new clinic, SNP Happens.
Yes, it's our affordable spay, neuter, and wellness clinic located in Milton, Florida at 6951 Pine Blossom Road. So everyone, just if you need any of those services, you can go to our website, the AHOPE, number 4SRC.com /SNP Happens, or you can call the clinic at 850, here we go again, me and this dang phone number, 795-2287.
I got it right
I only write it a million times a day, and then when I go to say it, I can't remember it.
Well, any consolation.
795-2287. Yes.
I almost gave up my cell phone this morning instead of the station number. So if you text my cell phone number for boating information, you're going to come up on a dead end. So, but talk a bit about this organization, because it's just a miracle to me that y'all were able to get the funding to open up this so absolutely necessary clinic in our area for spay and neutering. But you do rescue as well. So talk a bit about how y'all got started and your services.
Absolutely.
Because someone might be listening this morning that likes what you do. Maybe they'd be interested in being on your board of directors, because you're looking for people.
We are looking for board of directors, new year, and we'd like to have some new board members with some outside experience that could bring some fresh ideas and, you know, set of new eyes on things with, could help us maybe
new connections.
Rearrange, new connections, you know, all of those type things. So, yeah, so if you're interested in that, we have the form is actually on our website as well, the AHOPE number 4SRC.com, or you can reach out to me at AHOPEDirector@gmail.com. And again, I'm Paige Carey with AHOPE. I'm the vice president, and so I can answer any questions that you might have. But yeah, AHOPE, we're technically not a rescue. We're an animal welfare organization, because we try to do everything in our power to help keep pets with their families, to protect animals, whether it's through laws or, you know, providing food for pet parents, you know, proper vaccinations, education,
That's
anything
so
that
important.
People might need to help them understand their pets, overcome maybe any issues they're having with their pets that may be putting stress on the family and the pet, that maybe we can provide some answers so that they can keep their pets with, you know, with their family, because they're supposed to be family. So
and
that's
all
where they
of this
be.
Costs money. And so always looking for those sponsorships for businesses to get involved. And because you did just open a new clinic, you have some pretty cool opportunities.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Thank you, Meg. Even though we just opened the clinic, please keep in mind, AHOPE is still a nonprofit.
Right.
AHOPE is the umbrella. SNP Happens is one of the parts that's under the umbrella. So yes, we're still a nonprofit. We still need
that donations
funding.
Deductible.
Yes, donations, sponsorships. We'd love to have more business sponsorships, which we can promote on our website and our clinic, et cetera, et cetera. So keep that in mind. And fundraisers. You know, if you have any great ideas, or if you're having fundraisers and would like to contribute to AHOPE, that would be great. We're in Mardi Gras season. I know we were fortunate enough last year to have Crew of Bells support AHOPE fundraising opportunities. And so if any of the crews are still looking for a pet-centered organization to sponsor, we would love to come out and share some information with you. And any, you know, the donations that you raise would certainly go towards a good cause, whether it's the clinic or, again, outreach programs, things like that.
Well, it really is amazing what y'all do. And the need for the spay and neuter clinic was huge. Talk a bit about that and why you made that decision. Because as I understand it from what you told me, you were driving over to Panama City and Bay County to have these stray animals spayed and neutered.
Correct, yes. For 8 years, we drove every other week. We loaded up our big van with 50 animals, cats and dogs, and drove 2 hours each way to another great nonprofit affordable spay-neuter clinic called Operation Spay Bay. And we're really proud to say that in those 8 years, we were able to get over 9,000 animals
Good
spayed
grief.
And neutered.
So traveling back and forth,
yes,
you did that.
Yes, wow. We knew the need was there. So, you know, it took us several years to get the clinic built. And, you know, we just opened spots or surgery days, I should say, for February. Just opened them yesterday. And our female cat slots are already full.
Wow.
And everyone, please, you know, please be patient. We know that we need more female cat spots. But you have to understand, you know, the vets are fabulous relief vets that come in. In order to fit as many animals in for high volume, you know, obviously the females take longer for the spay.
Right.
So, you know, we may only be able to do like 15 females in a day and 20 male cats.
Wow. Still a lot. Absolutely.
I mean, I think Brandy told me we did like 60 cats.
Good
one grief. Day last week. So,
oh my
so,
gosh.
You know, so it's important for everyone. I know everyone gets frustrated that the female spots fill up so quickly and we need them so desperately, but it's a vet, you know, what the vet feels comfortable with. It's the time factor to allow us to see as many cats and do the high quality,
and
high volume
surgeries. And
what is
the charge for these fees?
Well, it varies. Uh-huh. And again, all of the pricing can be found on our website. But generally for cats, if you're trying to get a community cat, which is either a friendly stray or a feral cat that's not scared of humans, that package is $50. And that includes the spay or neuter, rabies, and the ear tip. Now, certainly you can add on an FVRCP vaccine if you'd like, which that vaccine helps prevent several different diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And you can add that on and still, you know, have a very reasonably priced package. If it's an owned inside cat.
Domestic cat,
yes. Inside cat, it's $85. And that includes, again, the spay neuter, the rabies, and a microchip with a lifetime free registration. So, and again, if you need another vaccine, you know, or something else, or flea preventatives, things like that, you can add on services to the package. But
okay.
And let's not forget dogs. So we get tons of messages about, well, all I see are cat appointments. Again, it's based on the vet that is in for the day, their abilities, and the time factor. We just did a couple of full dog days.
Dog days in winter.
We had like 20 dogs one day and I think 15 dogs. So yeah, just keep looking for those appointments.
Okay, we're talking with Paige Carey with A-Hope. We will be back on Frisky Friday with Pep Talk. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be back after the break. Welcome back to Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a question, Paige Carey is here with A-Hope, and she is available to answer any of your questions, particularly about their spay and neutering services, 850-437-1620. And Brandy Winkleman is the executive director. Bless her heart, Brandy. Well, shout out to you. We know you're listening this morning. She
hey,
does
Brandy.
So much for the organization and for the animals. It's incredible what you've accomplished. And she was texting us some of the numbers.
Just so you know, we opened to the public last year on July 2nd, actually.
That's the new clinic.
The new clinic, SNP Happens in Milton. So in 2025, we were able to help 2,277 animals at our clinic.
Okay, and let me
In six months, you did that many?
Yes,
of those. But of those, 1,016 of those were the spay-neuter.
Wow.
Because we also provide some wellness services.
Oh, you do regular veterinary services
well,
too?
Or Yeah.
Okay.
To some extent, you know, obviously we're not a regular vet, but mm-hmm. we can do things like, you know, see the animal, do ear cleanings, nail trims, provide fleas. Yes. Flea prevention, deworming, and mm-hmm. then some of the basic vaccines okay. we're able to provide. So those wellness services have really been fabulous. But the thing that's important to remember is for us to keep up those numbers, that's where the donations come in.
Absolutely. You know, we're a nonprofit. And the grants depend on numbers.
It's yes, and it's a lot to run a business. Mm-hmm. You know, it's still a nonprofit business.
That's a misnomer when they say nonprofit, because everybody yes. thinks, oh, nonprofits, they're all sitting back there in the
oh, yeah. You know, we have staff. yeah. We have you. Staff. We have, you know, we have to pay the vets. We've got our power bill doubled last month. So, you know, it's all the things. And so,
Okay. So got another note here from Brandy. She says, starting next week, we will offer low cost
that's right.
euthanasia and diagnostics too.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah. And this is something else. Yeah. Brandy took the course to become certified in humane euthanasia. Mm-hmm. She does a great job with that of making the pet and the pet parents feel very comfortable in the setting. And we get calls on that every week. Again, wow. because it's just so expensive, but people want to help their pets.
Right.
So, yeah. So
you don't
please,
want them to suffer.
Yeah. Yeah. So please keep that in mind if you find yourself in that situation. And the diagnostics, we just got set up this week with all of the new lab diagnostics.
Oh, really?
So we can do like senior labs or, you know, any other type of labs, especially if you're bringing your pet in for a spay or neuter mm-hmm. and you think, you know, this one's a little bit old. We better run some blood work. We can do that for you
at
a significant lower price than you would get at the vet.
Okay. When is the clinic open?
The clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5 p.m., 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're closed on Fridays. Actually, this coming Monday is Martin Luther King Day.
Oh,
so
that's right.
It is a holiday, so mm-hmm. we will be closed. But we're generally open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5. So, you know, come by. We do take drop-in appointments for wellness.
Walk-ins occasionally.
For wellness, yeah. But it's... We're staying really busy now, so really to benefit your time as a patient or a mm-hmm. client, it's best that you either go online, you can make a wellness appointment online and choose your services, or you can, we are open. Okay, no, Brandy just said we are open on Monday.
Okay,
sorry folks. I thought it was a holiday for us as well. Sorry, just kidding, yes. So we are open on Monday.
Okay, good.
So sorry for that, folks. Well, a little bit of misinformation.
And one of the things to remember, too, is that all of this costs money. So any nonprofit, and with everything that you're doing, the way that you keep those prices down for the services is through the donations. And sponsorship.
And
the in-kind, the things that you can
yes.
donate.
Lawn services. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. We need lawn services. We're getting a couple of holes in our gravel driveway
right?
if someone wants to come out and help us with that. We've got a great Girl Scout team right now that's actually helping. With our dog yard
aww.
as one of their service badges, so mm-hmm. that you know any type of organization like that that needs badges or hours or things like that, there's things we can do provide you with. You know,
oh, no, that's
like I
great.
Said, lawn services, cleaning, all that stuff. So,
well, talk a bit about. You mentioned it during the break to me that the reason there's such an urgency now for getting those female kittens
yes.
spayed is because.
Kitten season is
yes,
coming up.
Kitten season.
Our kitten season, it kind of runs year round, but with this cold weather, it's slowed down slightly. But that's why the female, getting your animals spayed and neutered, the female slots are going quick. But just keep in mind, if you get the males neutered, that helps too. And we have lots of male neuter appointments available in February.
Okay.
So for cats. So
okay.
if you're looking for that, please go online and get them. You know, signed up for that because we don't want any of those spaces to go unused.
Of course.
So yeah.
And the website is AHOPE,
the number four, SRC.com.
Okay. And the phone number is 850-795-2287.
Yes. Correct. Okay. Yes. And we're located on Pine Blossom Road in Milton, which is an easy drive either on the interstate, off of Highway 90. It doesn't take any time at all. to get there. So.
Excellent. So I'm happy that Paige is here this morning, because Paige is working, you know, as a board member and a volunteer. And so one of the things that I love about you, Paige, is your enthusiasm.
Oh, well, thank you.
And so I want to ask you this question. Why are you so passionate about this? What is it that you enjoy? Because you always come in, she comes in smiling and excited about the next things that they're doing. Why? What is it that passion? Where does that come from?
Well, I was... spay neuter was my soapbox long before it was ever a thing.
Uh-huh.
And my family got tired of me talking about it. And, you know, animal welfare was always important to me. So, and again, we, you know, family, they're like, and friends, they're like, okay, for the love of Pete, please stop. So when I met Brandy, it was like, you know, forces collided. Aww. We both had the same dreams,
vision.
And opening this clinic was always, you know, a dream for me as well, but even more so for Brandy. So mm-hmm. being able to work with someone like that, that's equally as passionate about the animals, the people in our community, and knowing that those services were so important. I always talk about Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain vet that was on Animal Planet. He was my hero because he had the first low-cost spay-neuter clinic out in Colorado.
Oh, funny.
And I told Brandy, I said, that's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. So,
yeah.
So,
and you've done it.
Yeah,
good
yeah. And then
you.
Expand into other services.
Okay. Well, now we've got the background story. We're going to talk a little bit more about A-HOPE in just a couple of minutes. We're going to take a break. But if you've got a question, 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Frisky Friday. Paige Carey is here with A-HOPE with the SNP Happens Clinic.
Yes.
And just a couple minutes
just
left
to wrap
here.
Up.
Yeah, anything that you want to mention we haven't talked about
up.
This morning.
Yes, any donations are welcome. We have a wish list on our website and on Amazon, et cetera.
Those are great. Because
yes.
And I always say to folks
because
on Frisky Friday,
you're
at the stoplight right now, go to Amazon, pull up A-HOPE, they'll have their list.
Yes.
And this is sometimes not the glamorous stuff, like
bleach
or towels
exactly. Bleach, paper towels,
click
toilet
on
paper,
it, pay for
hand
it.
Soap, that's yep. kind of stuff. Yeah, exactly.
They'll have it the next day.
Yeah, so donations, monetary and in-kind donations. Fundraisers, if you're anyone's trying to do a fundraiser, board members, we're looking for new board members. And if you ever thought about wanting to volunteer, we have an orientation on February 7th.
At
the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce. It starts at 10 a.m. And you can come in and listen. We'll have it on our website as well. I mean, on our Facebook page, Facebook and Instagram too. But you can come in and listen and get the whole background of A-HOPE. And then if you choose that you want to volunteer in some capacity, we'll sign you up right there. So
that's great.
So yeah, so keep all that in mind.
Opportunities.
Yes, lots of opportunities, and we appreciate all the help that we get from the community.
Well, I have to say, I'm pretty impressed that your clinic was open just last July, and you did over 2,000 animals in spay and neutering. That's amazing.
Oh,
really?
And one more thing, Brandy said that the Cub Scouts just brought the staff snacks the other day, and so that's always appreciated. Our staff works so hard.
Aww.
So any kind of thing like that, if you're out and want to run by some Krispy Kreme donuts,
there
you go. We'll be your friends for life.
Staff gets hungry
too. Yes.
Okay, that website and your phone number one more time, Paige.
Okay, the website is ahope4src.com. And our phone number is 850-795-2287.
All right,
open
dear.
Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5.
Thank you so much for being here on Frisky Friday. A-HOPE, we appreciate
always.
All you do. This is Pep Talk. And remember, on the weekend, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and love now. Have a great weekend.